Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. So Huda, tell me about Fridays in Syria.
Fridays in Syria was a holy day for Syrian people. And for me was very fun, and for my cousin, because we went together to picnic, to park, and very important for men, because they went to pray at the mosque.
So Fridays were a really important and special day for your family to get together and enjoy each other's company and pray. Your cousins actually lived very close to you.
They lived in same building. They lived the second floor, so always we play together and eat together and plant for future also together.
Huda, as you remember, is from Aleppo. In 2011, things started to change. In March of 2011 was the beginning of protests against the government. It was the Arab Spring. And in Aleppo, there started to be arrests. People were disappearing off the street. It started to become dangerous and frightening. So in 2011, when Huda was 14 in September of that year, her life started to change a lot.
Their father from Belgica, so very dangerous to stay in Aleppo because he's from different country, so problem for him.
So yeah, their dad is Belgian, and so as things started to get frightening, he took his family and they went to Belgium. Then a couple months later, your father got up to go to mosque, but he did something a little bit different that Friday.
Every Friday, usually we were sleeping, but in Friday, my dad go to my bedroom and wake up me and my sisters and my mom and say goodbye and hug to us. And he went to mosque.
So you think your dad was worried? He was afraid, maybe, yeah, that Friday. And Fridays had changed in Aleppo already.
Friday become like doomsday because every Friday happened shooting and arrest. So this day was different and dangerous day.
So your father went to mosque after saying goodbye. And then later in the day, he came back home.
My dad back to home, but he was in street. So happened like riot, and come police, and police arrested people. So between these people, old man, the police arrested this man. So my dad could not see people, old people arrested, told to policeman, this is not fair. And you cruel. So when my dad told this, the police also arrested my dad.
While this was happening, where was your mom and your sisters and you?
We were in our balcony. My mom and my sisters saw my dad when police arrested him. Me, I was in a place I could not see when take my dad. Then my mom and my sister started screaming. My mother was very strong because she talked with policeman and talked about my dad. He didn't do anything. Why arrested my husband?
So your mom and your sisters were screaming and you had a different reaction.
I did not cry. I felt like a coma condition.
So you were numb. You thought you would not see your father again.
We think my dad didn't return to my home because we see news in other city. If people go to police, no return. We think it's impossible to back to home. But
yeah,
the goodness was with me and with my family. من هنا نقول لكم الظلم لا يدوم.
From here, we know injustice will not last.